Miss the news this past week? Here is a selection of headlines from the past week. Want to get the headlines delivered to your inbox every day? Be sure to sign up for our email updates. Saturday Chainsaw Carving Festival coming to Manitou Beach photos. A look at the Herbert Rodeo tough start for Moose Jaw Ice teams at A. Softball Provincials. Canucks can't overcome Broncos fast start in 13U-AAA loss. South Sask stealth off to solid start at A. Lacrosse Provincials Sunday. Squirrely putt and play hosting special fundraiser for South Central ECIP accident on Lillooet Street results in $100,000 in damages. Patch of sunflowers unexpectedly grows in back alley, surprising homeowners. A tasty tradition. Mossbanks Apple Pie Day Monday. Tolmie wins Moose Jaw Lake Center Lanigan CPC nomination. Photos. Small in stature miniature horses cast a big shadow. Talon Regent wins NDP nomination for Moose Jaw Lake Center Lanigan constituency. Rockwell John Rocky Nickel to be inducted into Sask Baseball Hall of Fame Tuesday. Coroner's inquest. Police involved in Jeffrey Morris's begin testimonies. Appeals board denies homeowners' request to build massive additions to garage. Council sets sale prices for crushed concrete and asphalt at City Yard. City investments grew by $3.9 million during second quarter of 2021. New bylaw changes affect livestock operations, exhibition grounds, city property. A lack of demand is why summer ice is not offered. City says South Sask stealth win provincial 12U, A. Lacrosse gold silver medal for South Sask stealth at 14U-A provincial lacrosse. RIFFA. Documentary following surviving Humboldt Broncos hockey players. A story of perseverance. Moose Jaw Ice go winless at softball. Sask A. Provincial championships updated. Missing woman located Wednesday. Students to face normal school year as masks, distancing removed. I felt like I was on an island. Regina officer who shot Jeffrey Morris testifies in inquest. Building inspector offering home buyback guarantee if he gives faulty inspection. Exhibition company could get $75,000 credit due to broken water meter. Rambler Park men's fastball playoffs kickoff tonight for Moose Jaw. Canadians Moose Jaw to host Twilight Maxi Provincial Championship Baseball Tournament Thursday. Avonlea Heritage Day celebrates new agricultural display building. Sometimes you just can't win. Jury has recommendations for Regina police after Jeffrey Morris inquest. School divisions to hold bus riding safety program for young children. RCMP warns producers of fraudulent hay sales on social media. Ice cream sale helps Gibson Energy raise nearly $10,000 for charities. Explosion of aphids creating sticky situation throughout Moose Jaw. Barrel racers set to invade city. Women in the wind begin to arrive in Moose Jaw. John Doe in 1995. Regina cold case ID'd after genealogical DNA research. Canadians win Rambler Park fast ball playoffs opener. AAA Warriors set to open training camp next week in Lumsden. Friday provincial aid for livestock producers facing extreme drought. Volunteers needed for Moose Jaw Family Services Group programs. Province agrees to $10 per day childcare plan with federal government. RIFFA. Sask film follows three teens navigating rodeo circuit. Coming of age story. Construction pace double that from last year. Canucks back on winning track after 13U-AAA win over Buffalo's former Prairie Hockey Academy. Cougars on the move in SJHL. Moose Jaw A's win opener at Twilight Maxi Baseball Provincials. Opinion Rhinos ramblings. Riders win as NDP political privilege falters. Bruce Penton. Olympic Games generally forgettable. Word wisdom. Athlete reflective moments. I'm feeling too old to be this darn young. How to rope a calf by Richard Dowson from the kitchen. You're full of beans might be true this time of year. Editorial by Joan Ritchie. MP report by Tom Lukiewski. A distant view. The integrity of regret.